back to the Gemara from yesterday. And what we'll, not in terms of all the details of Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, that we, that specific Nekuda we saw already, hopefully that point was clear. If not, we could certainly, you know, go over that during Seder or different times. But this general Mahalach, the development of this Gemara, is going to be echoed in the next piece of Gemara. So I want to sort of try to get it to flow. The Marmakomos that I put out this morning, I intended for them to cover at least today and tomorrow. Because it really gets us from the Amar Mar on top until the two dots, probably almost two-thirds of the way down the Kamash Malan, which is a large hunk. I would like, if we could get up to there by the end of this year tomorrow, I'd be very happy. If not, so there's next week of Mitzvah Shem, that's fine. But I want to make sure that at least these points are clear. So let's get back. Again, we have to, it's a confusing piece. It's a little bit technical, but there are some interesting diukim. There are some things that I think are important methodologically. And I think there are just some interesting arguments as well. So let's start from the beginning again. Our first point of focus besides the Gemara will be the second half of the Rashi that we didn't see yesterday. Okay? Jack, take it away.
Sure.
Loud and clear, over the air conditioner.
From Amar Mar.
Topic, give him an offer. Everybody's got the pace? Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, go.
Amar Mar, Shila, Zu Harayo. Chayim Omer, Shalte Regel Ashur, Ve'at Hamor.
Right, so that's a quote from the Braisa that we had before it. What's the source for Regel? It says Vishilach in the Pasuk, and we know that Vishilach refers to Regel because of the Pasuk in Nach. Oh, Zot the Gemara. Yes, if you can.
It sounds like the reason why we're attributing Regel to the word Shilah
good
is solely because of that pasuk from Nach.
Good.
Halacha implying that would imply that not for that pasuk from Nach, then my Mukmasla, what else would you have thought it was?
Right, the Gemara implies, excellent, the Gemara implies that I need it to get it. The Bryce is going to bring another pasuk to support that Mishilach means Regel. That means there has to be an alternative explanation. If there's no alternative explanation, then there's no reason for the Bryce to bring another pasuk in Tanakh to support it. So we have to figure out what would we have thought if we only had the pasuk, that we need the pasuk in Nach to clarify for us that Mishilach means regular. Oh, so in my book, Tesla, what are the options? Continue.
Karen. See, if we thought it would be Karen, we already have a pasuk that tells us that's enough.
Good.
Ishe, see, if you may have thought that it would be Shem, we just spoke about how we have
a source. Again, see, we don't really have a pasuk. We do have a pasuk, but it's the same type of Pasuk and not, which we will get back to in the second half of the Gemara that we won't see today. So we have Makoros for Karen and for Shane. And as of now, the context of the Pasuk seems to be talking about something that an animal is doing. And we only know of three options of an Av of Nezikin that exists from Ashur. Karen, Shane, and Regel. How do we know that? We know that's an animal. Shore is code name for animals. Right, if the shore ended up being another animal that we don't expect to damage, a chamor, and the chamor did it, then we could, you know, in theory, the Arbavas Nezikin could have been, you know, hachamor, habor, ramavet. But the pasuk is talking about a shore. So again, it just seems like that was their, you know, we drive cars, they. Okay? Oh. Yes?
So E Karen T means if Karen was written?
E Karen, comma, if this pasuk is talking about Karen, Ksiv, we already have another one. That's how you read it. Good. Eishen, that's also Ksiv, also written. So what? So it's drift, continue.
It's drift. We do need this pasuk to clarify that it's going to be Rael, Zalka, Jaita, and Amena. But we would have thought to say, Edi, the Edi, Ashay, that both Bashilach and Weir are both talking about Ashay.
Good. Then why do I need two psukim, or two words in the same pasuk, to teach me Shane? The ha.
We have the machli akarna. Ha the la machli akarna. This, meaning I think referring to.
Well, let's just say one for now, because the simplest reading is one.
One is talking about.
Machal yakarna, right? Machal yakarna, of kuloya, the chav is destruction. Karen does not refer to a horn. Karen refers to the principle. Karen refers to the principle. When you have a loan, you have the principle, you have the interest. When you have a tree, you have the principle, which is the tree, or the that which is growing, and then you have the fruit that comes from it. Good? Good. So one pasuk is talking about Mechalia Karna, when the destruction of the shore destroyed the Karen as well, and the other pasuk is talking about Hadalo Mechalia Karna. That's what I would have said. Kamash Malan, the pasuk in Tanakh, when it says it in the pasuk, when it says Vishilach, it's not getting involved in whether it's Mechalia Karna or not. It's talking about something completely different. It's talking about Regel. That's the Kamash Malan. Beautiful. Okay? So yesterday, we spoke about what is the case of Mechalia Karna versus Lo Mechalia Karna. 30-second review. Rashi said that Lo Mechalia Karna, that it wasn't destroyed, means the fruit, the simple shot, the fruit was eaten, and there was damage done to the source, to the tree, but that was going to have a permanent impact, but it would still grow back in the future, just not as good as it was. Tosfos thought that was another case of Mechalia Karna, because lemaisa, those fruits are gone, and the tree has been, whatever it could have done, it also, you know, that 25%, if now the tree will function at 75%, instead of 100%, that 25% is also completely gone. So Tosu says that it's talking about a case of tinfa pears, of when they rolled on the fruits and the fruits were ruined. Whether they were ruined because they just got dirty, whether they got smushed, which is interesting, is another way of looking at it, meaning maybe smushing the fruits is maybe Tosu's understand that's a case of Lo Mechalia Karna. Because even though it's ruined, they're not gone. They're not destroyed. Meaning destroyed would mean that it's not there anymore. Right? When you eat a fruit, it's not there anymore. When you smush the fruit, it's lost its value, but it's still present. But again, Tosfos understood that that's not what it's talking about. Again, and we discussed Mabukat Tosfos, what they argue about, as Rashi and Tosfos, Ayin Sham Vitim Tanaka. So again, you can anybody wants can review what we said yesterday. Not the topic for today. Is this got that?
I was saying, what if you spill the drink? Is the owner still there?
Depends if you pay for the bottle of the drink. Get some sort. Okay, fine. So what we left. So then again, the structure of the Gemara that we have again is the Gemara brings the pasuk of Mashiach teaches Regel. Why do I need the two? Why do I need the second pasuk enough to support that Bishilach means regel? So we said, because with I wouldn't have had that, then I would have said it's referring to the two in Shane of Mechalia Karna and Lo Mechalia Karna. Kamash Malon, the pasuk enough, that's not what it's talking about. Let's look at the second half of Rashi now. Rashi asks the kasha. Kamash Malon, the pasuk enough, that the Bishilach is not talking about Shane at all. It's not talking about Shane at all. So you're going to ask me, so how do I know? Maybe we should just finish up the Gemara. Let's just finish up the Gemara and then we'll get back to Rashi. End of Rashi. Get the end of Rashi. If, Jack, finish it up.
V'hashta. Now that we've attributed Mila, to be referring to Rael. Shein Lamach Leav Karna Benala. So then where do we get that Shein that doesn't
right?
totally destroy?
That's the obvious question. I think one of you was asking this yesterday. Right? If we have a Havamina to say that Mechal Karna and Mechal Karna are different, and then we say the Pasuk is only talking about one of them, and presumably the Pasuk is talking about, and we'll get to this, will be the crux of the next point we'll talk about, presumably the Pasuk is talking about Mechal Karna. So then how do I know that Shein, when it's not complete destruction, how do I know it's even going to be included in Shein or not? That's the Rashi that we're going to deal with. You missed it. Right? No, that's what we're working on this morning. We'll get there. We'll do it inside. But that's presumably what it's talking about. Again, that's what the Gemara says. It says, that's the Gemara. Shein the Lo Mechal Yekarna Minola. The Gemara is assuming it. Why the Gemara is assuming it is the question we'll deal with. The Gemara says that. That's how I know it. Right? The Gemara says, now I have no pasuk for Shein the Lo Mechal Yekarna. So what's its din? So that, the Gemara tells us, is learned out Dumya de Regel. When it comes to Regel, there's no chilek between Mechal Yekarna and Mechal Yekarna. So the same thing is true by Shein. That point will be our second point that we'll deal with. But again, the first point that we have to deal with is these two, the two chidushim that we needed to learn, Shein and Mechal Yekarna, Shein lo Mechal Yekarna. So at the end of the Gemara, we only have one pasuk to teach us Shein. Right? Now let's see Rashi's question. The middle of the Ramasko EDVED. Middle of the Ramasko EDVED, VE Kasha. Yeah, Rabosa, I got the place. There's a little, one of those football kind of symbols. With the circle with a line through it. Not really football, but I don't know.
I don't think I'm right.
Here, you don't have that? I have it in my Gemara.
Rashi.
I think we do. In the middle of Rashi Vikasha, you got a little circle thingy there?
Yeah.
Okay. Eitan, take it away. What's Rashi's Kasha? That was clear. Inside. It's not in the words, it's not there.
Kasha. So it's
difference. Right? The Ikasha, if you're going to ask.
You can ask that where do you find, say, that Ididididid and both of these are Shane, Mechalia Karna.
Right, so lichto chad, let it write one. Lehecha de lo, yeah. So Rashi's kasha is this. The whole premise of our Gemara is that presenting the pasuk in Nach to prove that Meshilah is referring to Regel is because I would have otherwise said that there were two halachos when it comes to Shein that I need to learn. Shein de Mechal Yekarna and Shein de Lo Mechal Yekarna. Frecht Rashi. Rashi says, I don't understand.
What do you mean
that? Oh, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, why don't I just have one word in the pasuk that teaches me Shein, and I'll say that that one is referring to Shein de lo mechal yekarna, Shein where there is not total obliteration, and then now I can apply my logic. If it's true that you're chayiv for Shein when you haven't completely destroyed it, kol shekein, certainly you're going to be chayiv. Certainly you're going to be chayiv for Shein when you totally destroy it. That's Rashi's Kasha. And if that would be true, then we're back to the drawing board. Why do we need the pasuk in Nach to teach it to us? And then the Maskana, why do I need to learn it out from Rego? Right? Because it's clear, this is an important point, it's clear that in the end the Gemara still believes that there's a distinction between Mechal Yekarna and Lo Mechal Yekarna. That distinction remains, right? Because the Gemara is going to ask, once we understand that the pasuk is needed to teach me that one of the words is talking about rega, we're still bothered, okay, but how do I know shame dilo mechal yakarna? Right? And we have to come on to say, oh, that I learned that from rega. Again, that, what that means exactly we'll understand later, but that distinction, that chiddush, remains the maskana. So says Rashi, I have an easy solution. Let the Torah write one, and then it's going to be referring, let it refer to Shein Dilo Mechal Yekarna. And if it's true by Shein Dilo Mechal Yekarna, where it's not completely destroyed, it's certainly Koshikin, Kama Kuma, Lata Kama Mechama, it's going to refer to Shein Dilo Mechal Yekarna as well. How would you know Regal? No, you would know Rego from Mishila.
How do you know? He's trying to say why
you wouldn't know. No, you would still know Rego, you just wouldn't need the Pasuk in Nach anymore.
Fine.
Because then, again, the only... Remember what the Gemara said. The only reason we needed to come up the Pasuk in Nach and tell us what Rego meant is because I had an alternative of how to learn Mishila and Obir. I would have learned Mishila and Obir as referring to two different types of shame. But if there's only one type of shame left, then for sure, Mishilach is referring to Regel, and I don't need to come out of the Pasuk Anach anymore.
The question is why you still need to bring the Pasuk Anach.
If this was true, then why would you need to bring the Pasuk Anach? But Rashi says this is very logical. What's wrong with this solution? That's the kasha that Rashi asks or says, like, if you're going to, I mean, what he writes is, the kasha, and it bothers you, so I'll tell you what the answer is, because this is something which may bother you.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, Let's see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Continue. You done? You got it? Why? What's the logic that Rashi is saying?
We have an unspoken rule that when you have an option between a greater finish or a lesser finish, it's easier to take the lesser finish because it's less risky.
It's less risky, and that's always how we interpret things. Again, Rashi seems to be telling us that the svara is that if I have two options of how to interpret it, again, if I only have the word one time, and I know there's a distinction that is between Mechal Yekarna and Lo Mechal Yekarna, and I'm not sure which one the Torah is referring to, so step one logically is to say that it's referring to the smaller finish. Not, let's say that it's referring to the bigger one, and then I certainly know that it's referring to the smaller one. I said, that's not logical. So Rashi says, the answer to this question is, and again, I think Rashi never even meant this as a real question. Right? You notice it wasn't like, what Rashi didn't say, V'yesh lahakshos, V'yikasha, meaning he understands that we're trying to learn Pshat in the Gemara. And when we're learning Pshat in the Gemara, and we're making our calculations, we may be bothered by, hey, isn't there a logical possibility that maybe we can learn everything, one word for Lomachal Yekarna, and then Koshik and Mechal Yekarna? So Rashi says, if you're going to try to understand that way, Tarit Tafi, this is the answer. So again, Rashi is helping us out, he's holding his hand. It wasn't like Rashi really was bothered by this question and lost sleep over this question. Rashi was nervous that we were going to lose sleep over this question. So Rashi's answer to the question is, the question is, why can't I just have one in the one word in the pasuk referring to Shane, and I'll interpret it as being Lo Mechal Yekarna, and then certainly it's true by Mechal Yekarna, says Rashi, I would not come to that conclusion. If I only had one, then the logical conclusion would be that it's referring to the smaller chiddush, which is Mechal Yekarna, and then we're back where we were. We still need to find a source for Lo Mechal Yekarna. So I would have said, if not the pasuk in Tanakh, that Mishilah is referring to that.
Yes, so how do we know that there is a problem with
the Gemara at the end says we learn that from Rego. Well, that's the second part of the what we'll get into today. That's the next. Once we establish this, that's what the Gemara is bothered by.
I think what was that? Why was it ever an idea that we had to The whole thing is obvious would have been that one of them wouldn't be too regular. Right? One of them would be too.
Meaning, is it possible to maskana that you would not be chayav for lo mechayav karna?
Why is it ever? Why is your obvious that you will be chayav?
Because you damaged.
Okay, but it's not.
Okay, but again, I think the Gemara is assuming, unless we know otherwise, that it's logical to assume, or at least have to deal with every type of damage that you cause, whether it's permanent and whether it's not permanent or whether it's complete, you still cause that damage. So at least that, at least have to address it.
The question is, how do we know that?
Right. Oh. The Rashi just finishes off. Certainly both are going on Hashem. So again, that's Rashi's question, and that is Rashi's answer. Seems very, very logical, right? Now, Rabosai, look at the little Tosfos Baha in Mechalia Karna. Yeah, we're done.
I'm sorry, I was a little stuck on the last part. What's Rashi's answer?
So Rashi's answer,
He's saying that you can't, you have to learn from the bigger fish. So
the smaller fish. Right? If I only have one word, again, Rashi's question was, why don't we have one word? Learn the bigger chiddush, and then I would say if it's true by the bigger one, it's certainly true by the lesser one.
Exactly, right.
So Rashi's answer is that, well, that's not the conclusion I would come to if it only said it once. If it only had one, and I had to choose between the smaller chiddush and the bigger chiddush,
right.
I would say it's the smaller chiddush.
Right,
okay, good. Right. Now Tosfos. Tosfos on both sides. Ryan, let's go. Tosfos, loud and clear. Now the second one. Bahadur Mechaya Karna. Because beer sounds like utter, total demolition, destruction. That's it, nothing left. But if it only had Bashilah, now we can ask a good question. If it only had Bashilah, now Rashi's question is very good. So Tosfos asks the same question as Rashi. Let it just say Bashilah, I don't need a beer. And if I don't need a beer, then you're better than what? I'm going to learn how to beer. Is it referring to regular? I'm not sure where he wants to go with that. Once we have the pasuk, but he seems to be asking the same question as Rashi. But the fact that he chose the Shila Uvir already may have pushed him a little bit away from Rashi's answer, because at least he was anticipating it. Meaning, if it only said Uvir, the question falls away. There's no way you could assume that a beer refers to Lom Nechal Yekarn. Once it's Bashilah, maybe that refers. You could still maybe answer like Rashi. But then the question only exists, Tosfos thinks, if you have Bashilah.
But then regular, you don't learn from beer.
Because it's less specific. Bashilah is less specific. Because the beer is too specific.
Correct.
Yeah.
But the problem with that, I mean, obviously you can accept that, but the problem with that is that
Correct. That's what I was saying before. So again, it might be a kashrus in the hot. That's a tosis. Okay. So again, so it's a similar question to Rashi, but it's a little bit more pointed. Oh. What is Tosis' answer? Continue. The Dafka Shiluchay Shiluchay Kenula Kaman. Right, Yishilach Shiluchay, what does that mean in the Gemara up ahead? That you actively send it out. And you actively send it out, not that it just wanders. Right? The Tosfos. What? It would have been incomplete. Meaning, yeah, maybe, he seems to be saying, maybe I could have learned out from Yishilach Mechal Yekarna and Lo Mechal Yekarna. But I would have said that it's limited, because the mashmos of a shilach sounds like you are sending the animal out. I would have said, well, that's only true in that case. But if my animal wanders out and starts eating the apples from your orchard and I had nothing to do with it, that wouldn't be a problem. And we know that is a problem. It would have created a p'tur that's not true. There is no such p'tur. The Gemara is going to have a reword for it later on. The Gemara is going to say explicitly that's not true. That's why he says, look, come on. As we're going to have in the upcoming Gemara. So Tosfos' answer, just to make sure it's clear, Tosfos' answer is not the same as Rashi's answer. He's not saying that, oh, if I only had the Shilach, I wouldn't have been able to learn out. I would not have been able to learn out Lo Mechal Yekarna and then Kol Shevein Mechal Yekarna. That one he seems to be okay with. But Tosfos says it's a different chiddush, a different halach that I would not have known, and therefore the Torah would still have to have the bowl. I would have thought that it's only actively sending, not if it wanders out. Yeah, exactly.
Rashi and Tosfos essentially are both validating the halachah.
Well, they're both trying to validate the halachah, right? Yeah, 100%. But they validate the halachah differently. Okay, whenever they get asked the halachah, their goal is to make sure the halachah is real, the halachah stands. Yeah. Do you have a question there?
Yeah, I don't know why Tosfos said. In Tosfos, he just said a different answer and said that out. But then we would not have regular from the air.
Again, we're working in the Hava Mina before that.
Yeah, the Hava Mina was that Shane only went out from.
No, the Hava Mina is the Hava Mina that I did not have a pasuk in Nach, I would not have been able to learn out anything for Riga. That was what the Hava Mina
is. The air is there.
For Shem to Mechal Yekarna and Shem to Lo Mechal Yekarna.
That's not what
the Rambam was. Hakmina the Gemara?
No.
Yes, it was. Tosfos. Tosfos didn't ask a question. Tosfos' question is, how can the Hava Amina be true that I would have said that Shilach and Beer both refer to different types of Shem? Why would I not have just said that Shilach refers to both kinds of Shem?
And then what would be the other Shem?
I don't know. Maybe something else. Maybe we have to find a way that can connect to Regal. I don't know. But the Havamina still has to ring true.
You're just saying the Havamina shouldn't be true.
Right. We have to go up with another explanation. That's not Tosfos' problem. Tosfos is trying to justify the Havamina of the world. Because if the Havamina of the world is not true, then the Maskana is weak.
So let's say Tosfos stands. That's what he says.
Yeah.
We
don't change anything, Maskana. No matter what we say here, we're not going to have to change the Maskana. We're trying to understand the Havamina. Good. So we have a Machlokas, or we have a difference in understanding between Rashi and Tosfos, the same question. Again, Rashi, this is important, they're both saying. Whenever we have a Machlokas like this, in Rashi and Tosfos, they're both dealing with the same question in the Gemara, and they don't give the same answer, we need to take a step back, and especially if one seems more logical than the other, we need to take a step back and try to think, why didn't they each one say like the other one? Why would Tosfos, Rashi's reasoning seems very compelling. If I'm not sure what the word means, and it's I have a choice in the bigger chiddush and the smaller chiddush. Doesn't it make more sense than the smaller chiddush? But Tosfos doesn't seem to accept that. So why is it? What exactly does one not like about the other? That's the overarching question that we always have to keep in our minds when we're talking about Hugo. This is Rashi and Tosfos were both much, much smarter than us. And they could have come up with the same solutions that the other one came up with. And the fact that they didn't is telling. And part of what we need to figure out. Yeah?
Just a question. Can you get the smaller chiddush from Behar?
Yes. But not the bigger chiddush. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying. Because Behar sounds like biur. Sounds like destruction.
That's the answer.
That's the answer of the Gemara?
No.
That's the answer of the Malachokas? No, why? How does that answer my focus? What if I only had Bishilav?
No, if
you say you only had a beer, then that's an easy answer, right? But what if you only had Bishilav, like Tosfos is saying? Okay, so Larosa, here we're in one of the fortunate situations, which is why I put out even out of Papa and put out Maram Gomos, where the Maharsha and the Maharam are bothered by this exact question. Why didn't Tosfos feel like Hashi? Why didn't Tosfos say like Hashi? Let's flip to the Maharsha. Look at it, maybe not fully inside, but at least get the gist of what he's saying.
Maharsha.
Who was he? He was one of the earlier Achronim who wrote a running Perush mainly on Tosfos and on Agadata as well. Rishmuel Eliezer Halevi Eidlish. What?
He was from.
Yeah, he's probably Jewish as well. Okay. So says the Maharsha on this Tosfos. Okay. Should be towards the beginning. He's got the Maharsha. Okay, got it? Right, you're still in the Gemara. Yeah, that's fine. Got the Rush, you got the Gemara, then the Rush, then the Marsha. Got it? You're right there. You're in there. Awesome. Okay, give it a mouth. Ahad the Mechalia. Zap the Marsha. Velo Nicha Lahu Lakarit Kapirish Rashi. The Tosos did not like to answer the same way that Rashi did. The Ilab Ubiyar have Amina to Asi Bishilach Lehefa de Mechalia Karnam. That if you didn't have Ubiyar, then I would have said that it is only when it's Mechalia Karnam, meaning that that's the smaller Chiddush. Tosfos did not like that. Why does Tosfos not like that? So he says, okay, brackets for now. That's just, he's bringing a proof that what he's saying you see elsewhere. We're not going to worry about proving it right now. We're just going to take the Svara. Continues, Dehachar, both of us in off. Dehachar over here. It's in Yvonne's. I believe. What? I think the Aral is in the Okay. If you only had a Shia Hon Mashma, after the Lord Mechaya Karna. Says the Marsha, you know what's bothering Tosfos? The word Vishilach, again, when we said Rashi, we understood that you have a big chiddush and you have a little chiddush and you have an ambiguous word. Mashilach is that ambiguous word. Now I have to decide, should I pick the bigger chiddush, the smaller chiddush? Of course I pick the smaller chiddush. Says Tosfos, according to the Marsha, Mashilach has no ambiguity. There's no reason to think that it can't mean both. Once it can't, there's no reason to think that it can't mean both. Now it's no longer a question of a bigger chiddush or a smaller chiddush, because the word equally implies both of them, even though both are a chiddush. How does Tosfos know that? That's very nice. But where does he know that from? Continue, there's one more line, I'll make sure it's clear. Do you know how I know it? In the next piece of the Gemara. In the next piece of the Gemara, in the end, where do we learn Rego from? Veshilach, right? Veshilach, we learn Rego Veshilach. Is there any distinction, is there any need for two drushos to be explained by Regel if there's a difference between Mechal Yikarna and Lo Mechal Yikarna? So you didn't see the Gemara. The answer is no. The answer is that the Gemara completely accepts that there's no chiluk when it comes to Regel between Mechal Yikarna and Lo Mechal Yikarna. There's no reason to be Mechal Yikarna. Tosafot says, you know why that is? When it comes to Regel, which ultimately is learned out from Meshila, the Gemara doesn't say, well, I need one for Regel de Mechal Yikarna, one for Regel de Lo Mechal Yikarna. The Gemara accepts at face value that Regel includes both. Tosafot says, you know why? Because it's learned out from Meshila. And the word Meshilach itself, there's no reason to assume means one more than the other, so it automatically includes both. So says Tosfos, if I only have Meshilach and I don't have a beer, and I don't have a beer, I have no problem learning both of them out from that word. Rashi was learning, we'll have to understand where Rashi comes from in a second. Rashi was learning that there's ambiguity in the word. If there's ambiguity in the word, then we have to take the smaller fish, we can't take the bigger fish. Tosafot says there's no ambiguity. The word equally means both of them. And he says, I see that, but otherwise, how come when I ultimately learn out Regel from Meshilach, I don't distinguish between Regel de Mechal Yikarna and Regel de Lo Mechal Yikarna? The reason I don't distinguish is because Meshilach, the word, allows for us to include both. There's no reason to make it. Because there's no mashmah. Ubier sounds like total destruction. So if it's a total destruction, maybe less than that is not. But Mashiach doesn't sound like one over the other. So Tosafot says there's no reason, and you see it in the Gemara right now, there's no reason to assume it's one over the other. So now I can no longer answer what Rashi says. Because it's not bigger Kiddush versus smaller Kiddush. The mashmos of the word allows for both. Therefore Tosafot has to give a completely different answer. And Tosafot says, oh no, but there's a different halacha that I wouldn't know about whether it goes out by itself, whether the Bialim send it out. Therefore, Tosos can't learn like Rashi. Yes?
Can't say that Shiloh needs non-total destruction and kosher pain needs also to be both.
That's what Tosos is saying. Tosos is saying, you see, from the Gerar by Rego, that's not the case. There's nothing about the word Mashiach that implies total destruction.
No, it means not total destruction. Let's say it's not total destruction.
Either that word just means both. It just means both. So there's no reason to have any concerns. Oh, on both sides, now Rashi's up the creek, man, and minus a paddle. What's Rashi going to do?
Why would it
be
both?
Why would it be both?
Yeah.
Why should it be both? That's what Tosus is going to say. Tosus is going to say, listen.
Where's the proof of that?
The proof is by Regel. Because when it comes to Regel in the next piece of the Gemara, you guys didn't see it yet, but in the next piece of the Gemara in the end learned that Regel from Meshilach. And then the Gemara asks the same thing. Why do I need a pasuk and not to support Meshilach? And the Gemara says, I would have had a habamina of whatever the Gemara says. But you know what the Gemara does not say? The Gemara does not say, well, I have a habamina that I learned it out from Meshilach, that there's a difference between Regel de Mechal Yikarna and Regel de Lo Mechal. Why not? We just have the same habamina when it came to learning the both out Shane from Meshilach and Bia when it comes to Shane, so why did I not have that? The Tosafot says, because you're learning that from Meshilach. The only reason the Gemara had a Haba, meaning to distinguish when it came to Shane, was because Shane was really learned out from Ubir. And Ubir implies total destruction. So it's not about smaller Kiddush versus bigger Kiddush, it's about the mashmos of the word. Tosafot is understanding that we never would have made the distinction between Mechal Yikarna and Lo Mechal Yikarna at all had it not been for the fact that Ubir sounds like total destruction. But now Rabosai, what's Rashi going to say? What's Rashi going to say? Tosafot has a good Raya from Regel, right? If it's true that by Regel we don't make the distinction of Meshilach, sounds like it includes both. So how can Rashi say that if I only had one, I couldn't lend it out for Lo Mashal HaKarmi? They should have been on the same plane. Yeah.
I say what the Tosfos responded, that if you were to use Shiva, then there would be a Ketorah.
But he doesn't say that. That'd be true. That'd be great if Rashi said it. But Rashi doesn't say it. So both have to say what the answer is. Is there a Rashba in here? Says the Rashba
like this.
You can't spot a Rashba from across the room? You gotta work on this. Okay! Says the Rashba like this. Listen to this. This is beautiful. It's gonna go full circle right now. We're gonna understand why Tosos didn't say like Rashi, which we now understand, and now we're gonna understand why Rashi didn't say like Tosos. Oh, says the Rashba like this. He's not addressing this point directly, but once we see this point, we'll understand where Rashi's coming from. Says the Rashba. Oh! The Rashba asks this question. Not the question that we've been dealing with, but the Rashba wants to know. Right, Tosfos just said, the Marsha said in Tosfos, right, which we'll call Tosfos for now, that we see that there's no distinction by Regel between Mechal Yekarna and Lo Mechal Yekarna. Yeah?
Why don't we just read the
Pasuk
as, we just read the Pasuk as Kasher Yivera Lo Atumo, that Ad means is a...
But that's the not Pasuk. That's the not Pasuk. That's the extra puzzle. We want to know about the basic puzzle. Our whole question is we should only just need the puzzle itself. Right? That's the starting point. Ah! So we just said, right, again, Kazer, Kripin, HR, 100% clear. We just said that according to Tosfos, the reason that he doesn't answer like Rashi is because Mishilah by Regel includes Mechaya Karna, no Mechaya Karna, therefore that's the mashmos of the word. So it's not bigger finish versus smaller finish anymore. The Rashba asks this question, Kashali. Behechab Shigalei, the Regel, no Mechaya Karna, Tvei Shem. To that understand. You're right, the Gemara does not distinguish, when it comes to Regel, between Mechaya Karna and no Mechaya Karna. The Tosa says, so you see that the Shirak applies that. You know what Rashba says? I don't understand the Gemara. Why doesn't the Gemara distinguish when it comes to Regel between Mechaya Karna and Omechaya Karna just like it did by Shem? The Tosfos answered, that's the Mashma'os of Mishila. Rashba is looking at Tosfos, what are you talking about? Where do you see in Mishila anything that implies both of them? What you were asking before?
Gemara says it
though. So he wants to understand what's with this. What he says? What's Shad and Gemara? He's not rejecting the Gemara, but Heichab Shita. How is it so precious to the Gemara? What was the Gemara thinking on both sides? What would you have said? You're learning the Gemara says, makes no distinction. We've been hacking for 2 days about Mechal Yekarna, Lo Mechal Yekarna, comes along Regel, and suddenly we don't discuss it anymore. Why not? If there's such a Svara to be Mechal for the total destruction and partial destruction, we should have the same Svara when it comes to Regel. Very good, very good. Almost exactly what the Rashba says. Says the Rashba like this. V'yesh lomar, the star regel, the normal case of regel, eino mechala, eladorisu mechalkel. The normal case of regel does not involve total destruction. The normal case of regel, when you squash it, it's still there, may not be worth as much money anymore now that your fruit has been squashed. But the normal case of Regel is talking about a case to Lo Mechal Yekarna. So it has nothing to do, let's make sure this is clear, this has nothing to do with the word Mishilach. It has to do with the nature of Regel. So says Rashi, you can't tell me that Mishilach implies Mechal Yekarna as much as it implies Lo Mechal Yekarna. That's not why it's true that there's no chiluk when it comes to Regel. Between Mechal Yekarna and Lo Mechal Yekarna. The reason there's no chiluk is because the nature of the hezek, the damage of Regel, is one which is Lo Mechal Yekarna. So we have no svara because of Regel itself to be Mechalim. but it's nothing about the word. When it comes to Shein, when it comes to Shein, it's either equal or maybe even more so. Most things that are chewed or bitten by the animal are destroyed. Are destroyed. So it's certainly there is a bigger fetish. That's why Rashi says what he says. That's a machlokas Rashi Tosos. So in the end, really, what Rashi and Tosos, just think about this, what Rashi and Tosfos, according to this, are arguing about here is not really the pshat in our Gemara. Really, they're arguing about the pshat in the next Gemara. But the pshat in the next Gemara, right, really they're arguing about why it is, right, what, fundamentally, this Rashi and Tosfos, not in terms of facts, in terms of svara, what this Rashi and Tosfos are arguing about is why is it that the Gemara is not mechalik by regel, between Mechali Karn and Lo Mechali Karn. That's really what they're arguing about. Once you understand that, so that's going to push their hand in terms of answering this question in our sugya. That, Rabosai, is a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. How awesome is that? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. 100% clear? Should I say it outside one more time? We're good? Say it one more time, just for keep it. Okay. Very, very quickly. Very quickly. Again, Rashi wants to know, why do I need two words? Even the Hamamina, one for Mechaya Karna, one for Lo Mechaya Karna. Let's have one word which would teach us Lo Mechaya Karna, which is the bigger finish. And then I would say Kosh again, the smaller finish. And again, I wouldn't need the Pashtun in Navi teach me about regular. So Rashi answers, nah, that doesn't work. Because whenever you have two different sized chidushim to learn, you're not sure which one to learn, you always go with the
smaller
fish. You always go with the smaller fish. That's just plain. Very nice. Seems simple enough. Tyson says basically the same question, but very specific. He says, why do I need Ubir? Why don't I learn everything out from the Shila? Mechalei Karna and Lo Mechalei Karna. And we noted that Tosfos does not answer that. Rashi Tosfos answers because there's another halakha about sending it out versus it wandering out that I would not have been able to learn. Again, he answers the question. So we wanted to know why does Tosfos not say like Rashi? So the Marsho asked that question. And the Marsho says the reason that Tosfos did not say like Rashi is because Tosfos knows that the word Bishilach equally implies Mechalei Karna and Lo Mechalei Karna. So it's no longer a question of bigger Kiddush and smaller Kiddush. How does Tosfos know such a thing? From the upcoming Gemara. Because when the Gemara ultimately learns out Regel from Mishilach, the Gemara never entertains any question about a differentiation between Regel to Mechalei Karna and Regel to Lo Mechalei Karna. There's other distinctions it deals with, but never deals with that. What? Yeah, by regular, we said exactly, oh yeah, you did an Arab Gemara, good, even better. Right? Arab Gemara explicitly says, by regular, there's no chila. In the end, that's the source for Shein de Lo Mechalei Karna, is because of regular de Lo Mechalei Karna. Just like by regular, it's true by Shein, it's excellent, yeah. See what you're doing in Arab Gemara. The Tosfos says, once I see that by regular, so I see that the word, not it's no longer bigger finish, it's a smaller finish, so I really could learn everything out from the Shila. Therefore, Tosfos has to come on to his answer. So we said, so what about Rashi? Rashi has the same issue. Isn't it clear from Regel that Mishilach implies both, and now it's not a question of big Kiddush, small Kiddush anymore? So we answered that maybe Rashi would say like the Rashba. The Rashba says that the chiluk between Mechaya Karna and Lo Mechaya Karna is not made when it comes to Regel, not because of the word Mishilach, but because of the metzias of the nezek. The facts on the ground. The facts on the ground are that when you trample things and you damage them, you most of the time or normally do not destroy them in terms of obliterating them. They're still there. It's Lo Mechalei Karna. Once that's true, it's nothing to do with the word Mishilach. So then Rashi says the easiest answer to the question is we go back to the basics. The basics are, if you have a word that's ambiguous and you can learn a smaller finish or a bigger finish, you always learn out the smaller finish. So again, fundamentally, the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is about the tour of lo mechaya karna. I'm sorry, about why it is that there's no distinction by lo mechaya karna when it comes to regel, when it comes to regel, and that impacts what they're going to say over here. Good. Any questions? Nice. Oh, no, still nice. I just thought it was so clear in a question. Yeah. Don't hurt yourself. You look like you're thinking very hard.
No, when you said Tosfos,
think about it. It makes a lot of sense. The chazer later, if you have any question on it, we'll go over it tomorrow. Okay. You know that. But again, I think this is a beautiful Shabbat. Very simple, right? But we put it all together really, really nicely. Okay, let's finish off this piece of the Gemara until the Zudati right inside. But let's see. Let's see one more Nikita. The marker does not work. I'm just holding it for fun. So let's go back to the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara said, right, we read it before. The hashta do kimna aregel. Once we said that the shila rabosai is referring to regel. So now ubir is referring to shane. What kind of shane is ubir referring to? Shane did it. To Mechaya Karna, right? So now we want to know, so how do I know? Shein de lo mechaya karna minolon. How do I know what's the source that shein de lo mechaya karna is going to be chayiv dumya de regel? Ma regel lo shno mechaya karna v'lo shno lo mechaya karna. A shein lo shno mechaya karna v'lo shno lo mechaya karna. DJ, you're causing trouble here. I know what I'm saying. Okay.
How do you understand?
He's the neighbor who lives between me and Eric Berman.
It's not fair.
What?
Everyone else
who
walks in,
he gives
them a hard
time.
He
walks in. It's not fair. Yeah, tell me now. Hard time. I don't think it's nepotism. Favorites. Where are you talking? What? Is that DJ? So we said, how do we know in the end, shame the Bumachai Khanna, we say that we learned it out from Regel. That they're in the same pasuk, there's some sort of connection between the two, so they're heckish between the two. Just like by Regel there's no distinction, so too by Shane there is no distinction. So too by Shane there is no distinction. Okay. So let's look for a moment at Tosos. Let's look at Tosos over here. Tosos di Ramaskil Dumid Regel. Any of you guys have a chance to see it inside?
Yeah.
No, no, no. Did you see inside? Okay, I'll read it then. Okay. Tosfos Dumi Diregel. Tosfos asked the following question. Again, yeah.
I still understand why the Gemara assumed that
Abir
only teaches us the
one to complete
instruction, not the other one.
How's it going to teach two? Once we have a Svarat in the Mechalik and we only have one source, we're stuck.
So why don't you use the
small. That's the svar. That's what we said in Rashi. Whenever we have it, well, first of all, ubir implies to own destruction. That's the easiest way. But even in general, if we have to choose a lesser chiddush or a bigger chiddush, we usually go for the lower chiddush.
It's
easier.
Assuming it's ubir, which is out of two, it's ubir.
Right. Well, because we know ubir refers to shame, and then we know ubir implies to own destruction. You put the two together, you end up with shame and mechaya karna. Frek Taisvis, Dumi de Regel, Bim Taimar, Venema Ipcha. Why don't we say the opposite? Meaning, now we're learning a drasha from Shane de Regel because there's some sort of connection. The fact that they're written in the same pasuk tells us that we can learn halachos from one to the other. So what did we do? We said, we know what the halacha is. We know what the halacha is by Regel. There's no difference between Mechaya Karna and Mechaya Karna. So we will now transpose that, transfer that over to Shane as well.
It's a hekesh.
It's a hekesh. It's a hekesh. Why do we make hekesh is a good question, not for the moment. That's the hekesh. But those are the, who told you to make the hekesh that way? Why do we say the hekesh in the opposite direction? Why don't we say the hekesh is, if I don't know by, if I shame, all I know is shame de mechalia karna, so maybe by rego, I can say that rego is also only de mechalia karna. Okay, maybe that's an answer. That's the question. That's the question. Tosfos says, why would I pick that? Tosfos says, v'nei me'ep gadoha de makshinon l'chumram hanimili b'yisura aval b'mamun aval. Says Tosfos like this. We have a rule. The rule is that when we make a hekesh and we're learning from one to the other, we learn l'chumra. We take the stringencies of one and we apply it to the other. We don't take the leniencies and move them to the other. That's the guideline when it comes to hekesh. But that is limited to isser. Meaning we have two categories in halacha. On the one hand, we have yisurim, right? Which for the most part, we call them, you know, bein adam and makom types of things, right? And then we have mammon, we have money, right? Money's going to have to change hands because of a specific halacha, because of a specific ruling. But Tosfos says, Tosfos in his kasha says, that the rule, and again, if it was true here, that we're makish l'chumra, then what would be the result be? That we would learn from, if we were going to be makish l'chumra here, so we would learn what would the halacha be?
What?
If we made this hekesh between Shane and Regel the Chumra, what would the result be? What? What? But which one?
See,
by Shane or by Regel?
Which is more Chumra? To be high when it's not pulled down.
To what?
To be high when it's not pulled down.
More Chumra. So if we were learning it in Chumra, right? What?
From regular.
What the, what our Gemara does, right, is makish
l'chumra. Yeah, that's what it does.
Right, because we're mechayev. Yeah, make sure it's clear. Right, that's the chumra. The chumra would say that you are more chayev. Tosos's question is the rule that we only take a hekesh and learn the chumras from it. That's limited to the realm of iser. When it comes to mammon, when it comes to money, that rule isn't true. And if that rule is not true when it comes to mammon, then we can maybe learn out the leniency. We can learn it in the opposite direction. And maybe by regel, we should only be mechayev when it's mechayev karnam, not when it is lo mechayev karnam. And the question is, why would there be a distinction between the two? Why would the rule be,
that when you're saying you generally take the chumra from one to the other, yeah?
No. I said in general we have a concept of hekesh when we compare two things. Tosfos says how we're going to compare the two is different in iser and money. In the realm of iser, we only take chumras. In the realm of mammon, we don't. In the realm of mammon, we don't. So then we would take kulas. We could take kulas. So Tosfos wants to know how come? Yeah. The Tosfos says, how come in this case we were makish l'chumra? Now the question that we first have to understand is, why would there be a distinction between iser and mammon? So in order to understand why there's a distinction between iser and mammon, we have to understand, why should it be true that when it comes to isurim, we are makish l'chumra? Why when it comes to isurim, do we make the hekesh l'chumra? You guys with me? Tiring out?
Give an example. Killing someone?
Can't think of an example right now. But again, we're going to be learning, we have to connect two things, and we're going to say that even though we don't know a certain halacha by this iser, since we know it by what that which is connected to, it's going to be true there as well. So there are two options.
Yeah, you're not going to get rid of a chumrah.
But we don't know. We're not getting rid of the chumrah.
So you extend it to the other one.
Yes. So why do we...
Because if you do the other way, then you're getting rid of the chumrah.
You can't get rid of anything that it says explicitly. The question is things that it doesn't say explicitly. Meaning, should we not take the chumrah? And if there are any leniencies, can we send them in another direction? We wouldn't get rid of anything the Torah says. That we can't possibly do, right? Right? We would never say here that, you know, low, that even Mechalia Karna should be pointed. That's not what we're saying. So again, before there are two possibilities why it would be true by Isser that we're Makish L'Chumra. One possibility is it's a rule. There's a rule. The same way there's Zereshava, there's Kal V'Chomer, Kal V'Chomer, maybe there's a rule that when it comes to Isser Makish L'Chumra, that's true, we don't have much that we can say about it. That's one possibility. Right? The second possibility, listen carefully, is because it's really just an application of a different rule. What rule is that? We have a rule called Safek Isser, or Safek Doraisa L'Chumra. Safek Doraisa L'Chumra. So maybe the reason that we're Makish L'Chumra when it comes to Isser is because we don't know which way to go. And if we don't know which way to go, what does that create? A doubt. What's the rule if you have a doubt when it comes to an Isser? You have to be Machmir. So one possibility is that there's a rule that we're only Makish L'Chumra when it comes to Isser. The second possibility is not that it's a rule, there's a different rule. The real rule is something that writes to L'Chumra. And this is a result of that. This is the result of that. What's the nafka mina between the two? Now think about it for a second. Which one of those, right, should the rule apply by, should the rule be extended to Mamanus? So if the first possibility is true, that it's just a rule, so it's an open-ended question. Maybe yes, maybe no. We just have to find out what the rule is. But if the reason is the second, if it's because of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, should that apply to Mamam? What? No, why not? Because everything in Mamon that's a chumra for one guy is the kula for the other guy. Right? If I damage you, and we're saying, well, me suffic, I have to pay you. So you know what? Now you have a suffic that you stole from me. Why not? 100%. I'm holding out the money. Meaning you're being machmir on taking something is us, there is a kula, and now the person has to pay. So when it comes to money, we don't have the same rule of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra. So if the pshat in being Makish L'Chumra is Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, then it would not apply to Mamon. Now we understand Tosafos' question, right? So Tosafos is saying, Tosafos now asking very good. Why don't we say the opposite? If being Makish L'Chumra is only because of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, so here, why are we calling the guy to pay, and he has to give up money, and the other guy's going to be holding out the money improperly? Because we didn't know. If it's a doubt, we shouldn't make anybody. The rule should be that the money stays put. That's generally the rule when it comes to money. We don't move money if it's a subject, which we generally call motzi mechaveiro all of our raya. Very quickly, what's Tosfos' answer? Inside Tosfos' answers. What was Tosfos' answer? That it's option one. Tosfos' answer is that the reason that we're Makish L'Chumra is not because of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra. The reason that we're Makish L'Chumra is a rule. The same way Gzeir Shav is a rule, the same way Kal V'Chomer is a rule, the same way Kal V'Chomer is a rule. There are rules. One of the Midos of Torah and Dreshes, one of the halachic principles, is that when you have a Hekish, you do it L'Chumra. And now, says Rabbi Natam, that rule was said whether it comes to Mammon or whether it comes to Isser. So it's not because of doubt. In the Hava, I mean in the Kasha, it seems like Tosfos was thinking that maybe the reason that we're Makish L'Chumra is because of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra. And if it's because of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, then it only should apply to Isser, not to Mammon. Because by Mammon, it wouldn't. Yeah. It does not. In the Kasha. The Svara in Tosfos' Kasha was that the reason that we're Makish L'Chumra is because of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra. And therefore it should not apply to Mammon. In the answer, the Chiddush of Tosfos that he brings from Beit HaTam is that Midahi. Is that it's a rule. Once it's a rule, whatever the rule is, that's what we apply. Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem gave us the guidelines, Hashem gave us those halachos. Okay, the last one was a little bit fast, but I think the first thing that we did was really a beautiful example of how to look at a machlokes Rashi Tosfos, and that is Hashem will pick up with the next piece of Gemara tomorrow.